Mon avis, genre. Yeah. We're ready. Are you ready? Aha. You're listening to the Nervous MSB Show, EastLAReview.com. Let's get ready to do this, y'all. What's up? What's up?
Hey, what's up, Nervous?
Happy to be here.
So am I. Very happy.
Shout out to EastLAReview.com over here.
East LA Review in the house.
We're happy to join your family.
Yes, we are. Shout out to Frankie Firme, Sugar Bear, Chico, and all the rest of the team here at East LA Review. Thank you, Mr. Chavez, for this opportunity.
You're listening to the Nervous and Miss B Show. Monavision presents, right?
Yes, it is.
Tell you a little bit about ourselves. I'm stuttering over here. I'm kind of nervous, hence my last name,
That's
right?
That's why they call you Nervous.
I'm stuttering over here, man. Wow. Never thought I'd be shy again. But we're happy to be here. We coming from Chaotic Radio, KCAA, other affiliated networks, some of our history, what we've been through. Tell us about a little bit how we met, Miss B.
Hey, Ralphie, you know what? We met at music. You know, your dad played guitar for the original Sacrifice Band, and that's where we met first. And besides music, we met on radio at KCAA. Shout out to Boogie Brown and Mr. Danny Alcaraz for the opportunity.
Yeah.
We learned a lot there. And ever since then, it's, you know, the bug hit us, man. It just bit us hard, and now radio's our new love.
I'll tell you about the first bug. I was actually featured in the Mona B Enterprises Artists of the Week, was it?
Yeah, Week. Artists of the Week. Uh-huh.
Artists of the Week. And I remember reading the article that you guys put together and my little face on there. And I was really happy. It really touched me that anyone complimented me as much as you guys did at ME.
You know, Ralphie, you are very much a well-known, loved, and respected artist here in the Inland Empire, not just for your singing, but also for your songwriting, your producing. And at Mona B Enterprises, you know, we wanted to showcase those artists that we felt that, you know, deserved a little bit of a spotlight. And you were one of my first. And because I've always believed in you, you know that.
Yeah, thank you.
And I wrote that up, and I was very thrilled and excited to put that out there. And I was also very happy to be able to showcase and write about other artists here in the Inland Empire who needed that little bit of sparkle, you know. And that's where we came up with Monavision.
Monavision, yeah. Very fun times. Yeah, shout out to Boogie Brown out there, and you guys allowing me to. I was behind the scenes watching you guys. You guys ran 3 hours of shows. Very awesome. So I was there learning the ropes, and things changed, and we decided we want to do a Ustream show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when we got the first office and interviewing a multitude of guests, from chefs to barbers to craftsmen. Remember they made a cup cake pop of my face, and
yes,
I got my eyelashes done. There was fun times. It was an awesome variety show, very visual.
Yes.
And very chaotic and randomly, you know, so it was very hard to do it as a big production, different DJs. It was very fun, very theatrical.
It was a lot of fun.
That first Monavision live, and it got chaotic, so we reached out to Blaine Humbles and Mark Maples over there.
Yes.
At Chaotic Radio.
Thank you so much.
.com and it's been we're having fun over there. And now we're happy to be over here at East LA Review, you know, at the same time, and also Jesus's network also.
Yes, now we have Monavision en Español at www.exitosyrecuerdo.com. We're doing Monavision en Español, which we're showcasing all the Spanish-speaking, all the Mexican artists here in the Inland Empire and LA and, you know, areas everywhere. And but, you know, actually, you know, like you said, well, you know, shout out to Boogie Brown and Mr. Danny Alcaraz for the opportunity that we, you know, we learned a lot from them at KCAA 1050 AM, soon to be FM, and learning a lot also from Blaine. And, you know, it's shout out to also our ME team, you know, Money Bee Enterprises, to Ricardo, Paulina, Dizzy, and Noise, and everybody else that joined us on Ustream Money Vision Live. That was some great times.
Yeah, definitely. Put the months in. We're happy to do this. We're happy to do our show on here, the Nervous and Miss B show. We're happy to showcase local music. Some of our since we are musicians ourselves and writers in the industry, we want to showcase ourselves and everyone else that wants their music showcased on here.
Absolutely. And our first couple of shows, we kind of, just to get everybody, you know, to know us a little bit, you know, as far as our own goals and dreams and journey, you know, just, we're going to showcase a little bit on some of the things that we've done and that we have recorded and some of the things that we are, projects that we're going to be doing in the future. So just so you guys get to know us a little bit out there in East LA Review.
Tell us about this song. This first couple shows, we're going to pick something personal to us, whether it's something that we covered or this pick or someone that we want you to hear. But tell us why this song.
This first song is called Échame Mi La Culpa. It's a song that was released way back in the 1950s by one of my favorite artists who inspired me at a very young age. Her name is Amalia Mendoza, rest in peace. She was one of the great artists, great vocalists, mariachi singers of ranchera music back then. And she's the one that got me to singing. It was also one of my mother's favorite songs. Also, rest in peace, my mamita. It's very special to me. I have lived every single lyric, every single word of this song.
All right.
Échame mi la culpa.
All right, let's take a listen, y'all.
Sabes mejor que nadie que me fallaste. Que una nube de tu memoria
ánimo.
Wow. Wow, there's a lot of passion in that song.
Yes, it is. It's very much a painful song. It sings a lot about pain, a heartbreak, and what happens sometimes when a couple just has to walk away from each other.
Let it be or let it go?
Let it be and let it go.
Okay.
Blame it all on me. That's what it's called.
Wow. Very well trained vocally. What age did you start singing, Miss B?
Started singing when I was very, very young, maybe 11 or 12. But I took it very seriously when I was about 14. Very seriously.
When you start gigging? Started doing live performances?
Yes, I started doing live performances when I was 14, 15 years old. I was already being hired for like weddings and fiestas. Did a lot of stuff in Mexico at that age.
It was a lot different scene then till now?
Oh, huge.
It's obvious, but you know.
Yeah, well, you know, my passion is mariachi, which is música ranchera, like you just heard. That's my passion. That is Mexico, that is being Mexican, you know, to sing mariachi music. Unfortunately, mariachi music isn't as common as it used to be. It used to be very common on at every fiesta, at every bar, nightclub, event, but it's kind of banda has taken that over a little bit, and that's banda. Kind of unfair. Yeah, banda, that dun 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 dun, dun stuff.
Because you can drink more. I think they do that because, you know, the more you move, the more you can drink. The slower stuff. I remember my grandfather and, you know, playing it, and it's like a very sad. It's very emotional.
It's very emotional. Yeah, because it's. Well, mariachi music is a little bit like country music. You know, it talks about real life, like real things that happen, what happens every day in life, you know, the downfalls, the negatives, the ups, the downs, the breakups, the get back togethers, all those things.
Paints a picture.
Yes, it does.
Very like country-ish, like country too.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
Tell us about this next song that you want to bring us into.
This next song is a very... very well-known song that's played. It was originally written by Mr. Juan Gabriel, a very extremely internationally known Mexican artist who happens to be from my hometown, Juarez, Chihuahua, Mexico. It's a song that you sing to your mother who has passed away, or to your father who has passed away, or someone very special that's passed away, and it's called Amor Eterno, because even though they're not here anymore, that love lasts forever.
Sounds beautiful. Let's listen. Thank you. like the music back there.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Mariachi su primo.
All right.
Beautiful. You know, that was those two songs, Echame la culpa, amor eterno, are included in my most recent promo CD. Produced by Phil Avila, Blind Dog Productions, and also Round 2 Entertainment, Mr. Charlie Perez, and Larry Sellers from Ultra Printing.
Shout out to all of them over there.
And thank you so much for your support. Really appreciate it.
One thing I want to tell, we're introducing ourselves for the Mona Visions live show. What we're about is we like to give shine, because when shine is given to us, when it was, it helped us grow. And we start to believe in ourselves, and we want to reduplicate that for everyone else out there, if possible.
Absolutely. You know, when you get that one, sometimes as a new artist and you're a little, maybe a little insecure, not too sure about yourself, your talent, or what direction to take, you know, when you come across people that, you know, support you and say, hey, you know what, pat you on the back and say, that was good, you know, that was great. And you have a platform like Monivision. I mean, it's a huge, huge step for someone to feel better about themselves and more secure and more confident.
Definitely, you need support to grow and find yourself as an artist also. It's a cruel world out there, the music industry. You know, you need to find the people who's willing to help you and not necessarily always charge you. You know, we're not asking for anything. If people want to sponsor us, they know how to get a hold of us. If you guys want to sponsor this show or any of the other shows, or learn about the business, you could talk to us at monavisionlive@gmail.com or hit us up on Facebook, Instagram.
Absolutely. And, you know, it takes a village to raise a child, just like it takes a village to, you know, help a star rise, you know, and reach their goals and their dreams. And that's what we're all about. You know, we're not about competition. We're not about anything like that. We're here to support all the artists anywhere and everywhere in any way that we can, whether it's a platform, whether it's to help them with a lyric, a songwriting, a music, whatever the case may be. You know, that's what we're all about. Makes us feel good, right, Ralph?
Most definitely. And
makes us feel good.
One of the big things that we started out in, and we still do every chance we get, are the charities and giving back some of the gifts that we've received or worked hard on. We're able to give this back, and a lot of people ask us to play or sing at their events.
Absolutely.
And what I love about that in the evolution of everything is why we did it. No one asked us to do these things. We wanted to do it on our own. We wanted to build a team and a vision, Monivision, and of other sorts on our own.
Absolutely. It's our own time. You know, we don't get compensated for this. It's something that we do from our heart, and we humbly do it with a lot of passion, and we're very, very happy to be able to help. I mean, if we are able to touch the lives of one aspiring artist, I mean, that makes us happy. It's all worth it.
Definitely worth this. Definitely worth this whole journey with you, Miss B.
Absolutely.
Very fun. Very fun, very informational. We're evolving as people.
Yes,
meeting a lot of people also. That's the really cool part, is when you get to meet other people who are passionate also.
Yes.
We're surrounding ourselves with passionate people.
And that's who you need to surround yourself with, is passionate people, positive people, optimistic people, people that have the same dreams, the same goals, because it makes it a lot easier for everybody. No crabs in the bucket.
Nope.
But Ralph, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about you
Let's
now.
Let's do it.
Let's
get it pumped.
What you got ready for us, huh?
Well, I got a song. I teamed up with my boy, Caesar Simo.
Caesar, yay.
Love that dude.
Yes.
Haven't seen him in a while. Shout out to him. He has a recording studio, so what? He called me up. He wanted to do some stuff. I think I was on disability. Hurt my knee. I was in disability. I was in songwriting mode. We spent, I believe, 8 hours from scratch, and he came up with this drum pattern. Then he plays the bass and guitar on this riff, and we co-wrote the song musically, and I just took my wild imagination mixed upon life. And here we go, a song called Digging on You.
Love it. Let's check do it out. Tell me what inspired you on that one?
On that one, Digging on You. This is what it says: it's ups and downs of relationships, back and forth. It's talking about sometimes you're ready for love, and then the person you're with is not ready, and when they're ready, you're not ready.
That happens a lot, huh?
It does happen a lot.
Yeah.
Very, very common thing.
Bad timing. Or good timing. I don't know.
In every relationship, you have to work things out. There's, you know, when you put on new shoes, it's stiff. You know, when you put on, so you got to break everything in.
Having a relationship is something that takes work. You know, it's like watering a flower. It takes attention. It takes, nurturing, and you have to have the time for it.
You definitely have to make it a priority also, especially mm-hmm. if you're in any kind of relationship, not just man, woman, or whatnot. It's more about, your band and your production teams or whatever mm-hmm. it is, soccer, whatever it is. You need to be able to put your all in there if you're mm-hmm. going to dedicate yourself to anything, I believe.
And if you're involved in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different things, you need to learn how to balance.
Definitely balance is the key. And I'm looking forward to one of our segments in our upcoming shows called Motivation.
Motivation. I love it. Motivation.
We do have an hour each week, so we do want to fill this, not just only about us, but we want to motivate you. We want to encourage you to follow your dreams, to follow what makes sense in your life, what feels right.
Absolutely. And that's what our next shows will be, about motivating new artists, new anything, and we're just kind of letting everybody get to know us a little bit, but we'll be there. Definitely we'll be for everybody, not just in the Inland Empire anymore. Now it's LA too.
Yes, LA and Motivision en Español.
Motivision en Español.
All over the southern countries.
Absolutely. So any new artists out there, Inland Empire, East LA, Spanish, English, any general music, hip-hop, R&B, Mexican, ranchera, cumbia, whatever it is, give us a call, give us an email, and we would love to have you as a guest star on any one of our shows.
Yeah, let's network together. You might need our people to help you form a band, or yeah. You might know someone who plays this that you might need them, or like I said, networking is the key to this. This next song that I want to show to you guys is another personal song. It's called By My Side. It's produced by Mozart Jones. Very happy. This song, like most of my songs, they just flow out. They're not really that much hard work. It's just when the time's right, songwriting mode, you have to go for it. And this one, shout out to Javier for making this video. You can find it on YouTube, Ralph Nervous, By My Side official video. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to see this one with my little daughter, Avery, in there. I'm very happy to show her this form of life. There's many forms of life, and I'm learning that. From soccer dad to whatever, ballet folklorical dad to songwriter, meter reader during the day, getting dirty, whatever it is, Miss B.
Yeah.
This song is to the people who are supporting me.
Absolutely.
By my side.
Ooh, yeah. Sometimes I wonder who the hell I am. Do I love myself? Am I your friend? I've been a sucker, good for nothing, fumbling. Mumble my testimony out in public. Didn't give a damn about anyone, I could've cared less. But I was suffering, you know that I was desperate. Cause along the way, I lost direction. Here I am in failing hell, so far from perfection. Don't hate my ways, no more stressing. I've been rocking all these days, yeah, I'm C-Town reppin'. Yeah. I'm here to make you smile, I know. I'm not guessing. I see you like the smile it shows. It's a blessing. And maybe we can laugh and grow together. Ooh. And fight this evil world.
Make it better.
And blessings, Lord, you gave me music to use it against the walls.
The wings are sore, the brains are uproar. But first and foremost, I need to change so much more. Not for the money, but for the kids. I'm done with stunning, I'm about that business. I walk from running, trying to handle it. Changes freaking speaking, I'm seeking to be infamous, yeah. I've been living for a while, I know. It's a blessing. I've been a wild child, it shows. I'm confessing. And maybe we can laugh and grow together. And fight this evil world. Make it better.
Songwriter, producer, and artist.
Yeah, shout out to Mozart Jones. He actually produced that track. He has a lot of cool instrumentals. Just Google that name and you'll be able to get some of his beats also. He's not too expensive, but good quality production, that cat.
That's good to know for all these all the artists that are looking for, you know, someone to record or produce their music.
Yeah, definitely. People think they have to be able to make the music, but there are people out there that could be part of your team, or, you know, business team at least. Mm-hmm. And there are people for hire out there, kids, you know, or anybody who's looking to. I didn't at first make my own music. I'll tell you that it was took a long time. I wanted electronic beats and no one would give me any, and they're too expensive. And so I ended up making them myself, you know, and that's part of this show. Also, what it blows my mind is that we wanted to. So we took the action to do it, and we put ourselves out there to do Monavision, and it was real to us.
Yeah, it's real. It was real to us, and it's still real to us, and that's what it's all about, you know. Stay positive, optimistic. Don't get discouraged. Some doors will open, some won't, some will close. But you know what? It's a learning process. It's a journey, and you just have to stay strong and find those right people that will stand by you regardless.
Yeah, it's like. Nothing like great is going to be easy. You know, maybe the lottery, but then there's downfalls to that.
Yes.
You know, getting something so quick, you don't learn the value of earning anything. But anyways, blah, blah, blah. I hope I win. Anyways, but put your mind to something, and it's only uh-huh. you that's going to make you give up. If it's a passion, mm-hmm. Me and Miss B, right, we know about passion and productive, positive passions, you know, following...
Determination and never giving up. That's something we know very well.
Yeah, never give up. And shout out to Travis Miller for, yes. I think he has that little slogan, yeah. never give
never
in.
Never give up. Never give up.
Never give in, never
yeah.
give up.
Yeah, Travis Miller.
Hope to have him on one of our shows.
We will.
Playing some jams. And I'm looking forward to the cool stuff. I'm looking around like this is our studio, but I'm looking forward to doing some new things, trying some stuff out on this new show, tackling some current events, you know, being able to voice your own opinions on our show on
yeah, any
what's
ideas,
new, what's current,
any ideas, any suggestions. We're open. Yeah, we're open.
Definitely open for all these new things.
Any corrective criticism, whatever it might be.
What we're going to take you guys out on is, original song by you.
Yes, an original.
And the Sacrifice Band.
Absolutely. Included in the Groovin' on Bunker Hill CD by the original Sacrifice Band, produced by Phil Avila at Blind Out Productions. It's a song written by me and arranged by the original Sacrifice Band. It's a song that's very dear to my heart. And you know what? I don't have any problem saying that it's dedicated to my ex-husband.
Right, you got to release those things. You turn negative to positive.
Absolutely, you know what? And that moment of, you know, whatever disappointment and stuff, you know, inspired me to record this. It was a moment where I grabbed some pictures and threw them on the floor, and that's where the song came from.
I was very happy to have written one line in it.
Yeah, one line. Yes, you did.
And I was happy to be in the video. It was a very cool experience. Like I said, Nervous and Miss B show is a tribute to all our hard work too. Also, a lot of that journey, and it was cool to have video and to watch this thing come to life.
Absolutely,
for sure.
Original Sacrifice Band together since the 1970s. One of the you know, the hometown favorites out here. They've been together for a long time, and I have the honor that I'm with them. I was with them when I was like 15, 16, 17 years old back in the 70s, and I'm very happy to be back with them 4 years now. And part of the original, there's three now originals in that band, and we love it. We're enjoying it. We're keeping busy.
Recorded at the East West Studios
in
out there.
In Hollywood.
It was good times out there. Very, you could feel the nostalgia in there. You could feel the memories, the energy, the blood, sweat, and tears you have to do to do albums and to crunch time. There is budgets too. You know, it's not it's not free.
No. That's why you gotta, and it's difficult, especially, you know, how we recorded it ourselves there was we recorded it all at one time. We didn't take like pieces, you know, okay, the horns and then the drums and then the vocals. No, we did it all together at one time.
From morning to the night.
Yes, it was
good times.
Long day.
Good times. Ladies and gentlemen, Pictures on the Floor.
This is dedicated to all the bad boys out there that just walk away and leave you with a last name. It's for you.
You Octavón.
Out on me. Out on me. You walk out.
Yes, you walk, boy, yes.
Out on me. You walk out.
You left me here.
I have a vivid memory of being in that little room and being able to be on the backgrounds for that.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was in that room. Walk out.
You walked out on me. You walked out on me, boy.
And Dalbert was over here directing everybody. It was cool times.
It was. It was a great experience. Very, very a good experience to have a lot of my good friends there. You know, I consider the Original Sacrifice Band like you, Ralphie, you know, my family. And, you know, we had the honor of having Leonard Luna from Malo there and Mr. Jack Musgrove from Malo. And that was quite an honor, too.
Very fun times and learning the ropes back there in an awesome studio, East West, where you're going to be recording some more of your album, your new album over there.
Absolutely. We will start. We're going to, between that studio and another studio in Westminster, we're going to be starting real soon in October. We hope to have the new CD out before the end of the year.
That's what's up. Me, myself, I'm continuing to write songs and hopefully share this journey with you guys also. I'm very humbled and very honored to be a part of the East LA Review.
Yes, we are.
Very proud
much so.
Of this.
Thank you so much. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're just beginning.
Yeah, it's our first
show.
We're just
loosening up.
Yeah, loosening up. We're very happy. Let us know how you feel at monavisionlive@gmail.com or check out our Facebook, Instagram. Shout us out. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, Jeremiah 29.